This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. We're thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Lili Thames. Dr. Thames is a Chief Value Officer at New Hanover Regional Medical Center. So talk to us today about the role of Chief Value Officer, the other role she has at New Hanover, and a little bit more about priorities and leadership and so forth. Dr. Thames, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
First, thank you so much for having me today. It's a pleasure being here. As you mentioned, I am the Chief Value Officer at New Hanover Regional Medical Center here in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm also the President of New Hanover Health, a wholly owned subsidiary of New Hanover Regional Medical Center that was started last year, which focuses on population health.
And take a moment and tell us first about the role of Chief Value Officer and sort of top two or three priorities in that role.
Sure. So in my role, I develop the payer strategy, and I help build population health initiatives to help serve communities. I'm really involved in transforming our organization to ensure that we're successful in value-based arrangements. Some of the priorities as it relates to my Chief Value Officer role include focusing on ensuring that patients get the best possible health care. And that's because my background is a physician, and I strongly believe that in order to support our patients, we really need to achieve the quadruple aim. So as I think about how I prioritize the work that I do, the first thing is about driving value to patients. And what I mean by this is that it's really important that our team provides the highest quality care to our patients while managing the total cost of care. Next, with the healthcare landscape being so dynamic and complex, I'm working to help prepare our healthcare providers to be successful in value-based arrangements. And finally, my health insurance background gives me a global perspective on healthcare finance, so I seek to find innovative ways and cost-effective ways to meet patients' needs, providers, as well as payers, so it's a win-win for everyone at the end of the day.
Thank you. And can you tell us a little bit about your career and yourself and how you came to this role?
As I mentioned, I trained as a physician in anesthesiology, and part of my training, I did an NIH fellowship in evidence-based medicine. And through that work, I started to get involved with health insurance companies as they wanted to learn best practices for the highest level evidence to be part of some of their clinical criteria. And so as I started to get involved there, my role continued to expand. And so I decided to take that leap and get my physician executive MBA to make sure that I had the full skill set to ensure I was doing the right thing for patients while at the same time having the business sense to do the right thing for our organization.
And tell us a little bit about sort of, you've got this great background, you're at Texas A&M, an Aggie by background, Baylor, magnificent leadership throughout your career. What advice, Dr. Thames, would you give to other emerging leaders? What would you tell emerging leaders about career management, about being great leaders? What thoughts would you share with others?
So throughout my medical training and many, many of those who are training in the medical field, we've all committed to lifelong learning. And as my career has evolved, I would take it a step further by telling future leaders not to shrink back when given the opportunity to learn new things, even if it's outside of your comfort zone. Because while my career as an anesthesiologist was very fulfilling, the Affordable Care Act and many regulatory pressures motivated me to figure out how I could play a bigger role in impacting more patients, while taking a holistic view of how healthcare works. And so in this way, I really felt that it was my calling to develop more long-term solutions in transforming healthcare.
And do you ever, are you still practicing anesthesia in part or full-time now in leadership?
I'm full-time leadership as of 3 years now.
And do you ever miss practicing anesthesia too on the clinical side, or this gives you more fulfillment doing all the things you're doing today?
Well, I absolutely miss my career in anesthesia. I actually am still involved with helping a lot of the pre-op clinic and our surgical navigation center and things like that. And so I play a different role now as it relates to perioperative medicine, but because of all of the new emerging payment methodologies, it really requires a lot of focus and attention, especially since so many providers are not yet up to speed with value-based care.
And when you look at Wilmington's this beautiful area, what are you most excited about today? What do you when you wake up, you get going in the day? What drives you? What makes you most excited today?
I am really excited about how healthcare is constantly changing, and how we as providers, whether you know you're on the clinical side or the administrative side, you can play a real part in making impactful changes. And you know, again, it's always about the patient being at the center and the reason why I do what I do. And so that's what really drives me in trying to figure out how do we do things better.
And talk about going back to get an MBA. Was that difficult to manage with the rest of life going on? How did you manage that? Was it fulfilling? Talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, I was actually working full-time in clinical practice, as well as having a part-time as a consultant for insurance companies while doing my physician executive MBA at the University of Tennessee. And, you know, I only did that because it was extremely fulfilling. I met wonderful colleagues from all over the United States and some from overseas as well. And, you know, you really can't find a better group of people to, you know, bounce ideas off of and really understand what you're trying to do, and why you want to do something different in healthcare. And so it was such an exciting and a challenging time for me, and it was all worth it. So I really encourage any physicians who are really interested in getting the full skill sets necessary to effectively work in the business world, whether it's in health insurance companies or as an administrator or even as a consultant for different tech companies. I think it's really important that you really gain the skill set so that you can be a subject matter expert.
And take one moment on New Hanover Regional Medical Center and a couple points of pride in the medical center.
Absolutely. So we are an 800-bed system with 7,500 employees in Wilmington, North Carolina. We're at the center of a growing coastal region in southeastern North Carolina, and we're a tertiary referral center for a 7-county area with a teaching hospital, regional referral center, and a UNC School of Medicine branch campus. So we're really excited about everything happening here at New Hanover. And more recently, the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners voted last month to approve the sale of New Hanover Regional Medical Center to Novant Health, another North Carolina nonprofit health system.
Another magnificent system, and it will give a stronger alliance, stronger support, and hopefully the ability to do more investing in the system and other things. But a great, great combination, two great systems. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. We're really excited about the opportunity.
Oh, it's magnificent. And you've got this magnificent career. Anything else you want to share with listeners? Any words of encouragement to young people that want to become doctors, that want to have leadership careers? Any other words of encouragement or advice?
Again, I think it's a matter of not being afraid to step out and try something new. And, you know, really getting whatever skill sets necessary so that you can be an expert in that area and be a voice for patients, whether it's on the front lines as a healthcare provider or if it's, you know, on the administrative side where you can help change things, policies, regulations, things like that, so that patients get the best out of our healthcare system.
Fantastic. Dr. Thames, what a great pleasure to visit with you, and what a remarkable career. Continued good luck as you continue your journey. What a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.